New election law in Pennsylvania allows registered voters to cast their ballots by mail. It's meant to make voting more accessible, and some organizers hope to use it to boost turnout. And 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins says as the coronavirus spreads, there may be unintended benefits to voting by mail.
Elections in Pennsylvania can be close. Donald Trump won the state by just over 40,000 votes. And given margins like that, any change to voting rules could decide a race. In fact, just 2 years ago, the ability to vote by mail helped give a victory to Democrat Connor Lamb in a district Trump carried by double digits. After midnight, but before final results were in, Lamb addressed supporters.
It took a little longer than we thought, but we did it.
In that speech, organized labor was one of the first groups Lamb thanked. That's partly because unions encouraged their members to vote absentee.
We all waited for the absentee ballots to come.
Darren Kelly is the head of the Allegheny-Fayette Central Labor Council. Kelly represents a massive group of 100,000 union workers in western Pennsylvania. And on election day, he knew up to 700 of them would be working at a power plant in Indiana County and wouldn't be able to get to the polls. So Kelly made sure they voted absentee. Lamb won by 755 votes.
And there was no coincidence the absentee ballot numbers in Washington County, in Westmoreland County, in Allegheny County favored the candidate that our choosing, because we educated and we were the sole group that had a true documented absentee ballot process, and we're so proud of it.
Thanks to the new voting law that went into effect in January, you don't need a reason to vote by mail. And Kelly plans to use those rules to get even more of his members and their families to participate.
Whether it is they can't get to the polls or traveling, it's going to allow us to get to sections of our population that have not had the chance to make the difference. And this is the opportunity that we are going to capitalize on.
But not everyone is as focused on it.
I have no plans to go out and push mail-in voting by pushing it.
That's Sam DeMarco, chair of Allegheny County's Republican Committee. He's not a fan of mail-in voting and points to Super Tuesday primaries in other states to explain why. A bunch of candidates dropped out right before those primaries, which meant that a lot of people who had already voted by mail cast ballots for candidates who weren't even running anymore.
I will say, however, the Republican Party will use all methods allowable by law here to try to ensure that our voters are heard. We have a lot of elderly. And the Republican Party here. And if it's more convenient for them, hey, I absolutely encourage them to sign up for the mail-in ballots and to vote that way.
It may also be more convenient for organizers, especially in communities that are political battlegrounds. Jamie Parapato is the executive director of Turn PA Blue, a grassroots group working to flip state and local seats for Democrats. She says her group will focus more on mail-in than voter registration. That's because she wants to specifically pinpoint turnout among Democrats, rather than unintentionally registering voters who will oppose her candidates.
You know, they're purple districts. You have to be much more strategic about it.
But Parapato sees another big advantage to mail-in voting.
With all these fears about coronavirus, people are terrified they're not going to have their chance to vote against Trump.
Experts say the coronavirus is especially dangerous for the elderly and people with underlying health conditions. And Parapato says those groups include some of the most engaged people she works with.
Hopefully this will be a faint memory, or it could be like a giant nightmare. So I think people with the uncertainty with that climate just want to make sure they get their chance to vote because they've been waiting so long for it.
Plus, voting by mail means you can vote and social distance at the same time. Pennsylvanians can apply for a mail-in ballot online at votespa.com. The deadline is April 21st. I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.